So much fear, so much chaos. You've been asking, who's gonna save us? Turn off the TV and turn off your phone. Yeah, we're safe if we stay at home. We can sing if we want to. We can still dance the whole night through. We can lock eyes from across the room. We don't need to touch, I can feel you. 6 feet apart won't stop us. Don't need to hold you in my arms. I still know you in the dark. Just 'cause I can't kiss you underneath the moonlight doesn't mean you have to feel alone tonight. Let's get closer from 6 feet apart.
Hello, everybody. How are we doing? Welcome to the podcast. Long time no chit chat. I'm Drew, your host. Naturally, that's how it works that you're on the Drew Hunt Show. Thanks for tuning in. Oh my gosh, it's been a hot minute. You know, times are kind of weird right now. So welcome to my very special quarantine edition of the podcast. You know, with all this time, you think I could crank out a lot of new episodes, but it's kind of the opposite. I've been just kind of settling in and enjoying this odd time in our lives and just curious how we're all going to reflect and look back on this, you know, many years down the road. Do you remember quarantine? Oh my goodness. And ponder if we'll have to ever do this again. Huh. But here we are, day whatever, you know, quarantining. Yeah. Isn't it funny how people started keeping track, you know, day 3, quarantine, here's what we're doing, you know, day 15, quarantine, here's what we're doing. And 2 months later, it's like, fucking quarantine, don't care what I'm doing. So that's why I'm here, to bring you back out of your rut if you're in a quarantine rut. You know, there's a lot that happens. And so I wanted to do this very special edition of the podcast. You know, all our artists are out there that we listen to. We got some new music out in this time, during this quarantine time, thankfully, right? You know, so it's a time to be productive or not be productive. It's however you feel about it. And I'm kind of like trying to balance in between that. But in the meantime, you know, Appleton is a very music-based area now, and we bring in a lot of artists into the area, Mile of Music, you know, and so we're just kind of bumming that we can't do that. But the artists are putting out virtual concerts, which is helping making quarantine a little less hard to handle, right? And so I wanted to give you a very special episode of the podcast to kind of highlight some of the new tunes I've heard come out recently. 3 new songs by some of our favorite artists that come through here in the Appleton, Wisconsin area have songs out. So I wanted to showcase that for you. So let's get together. I want you to join up. I want you to grab a cup of coffee, take some time for you, and just listen to this podcast. Put some pants on, please. I know you've probably been in no pants for probably a month and a half now, but put some pants on. It's just a good idea to put some pants on. You know, although it's very lovely here in Wisconsin right now, we have to be thankful for beautiful weather during this quarantine. Although I ponder, if we're going to be stuck inside, could it just snow too? You know, like tit for tat. But no, really, 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 I'm sure we're all very thankful for beautiful, gorgeous weather right now so we can go outside, walk around, and feel the fresh air. So, like I said, grab that cup of coffee. I'll wait while you brew it if you need to. Sure, go ahead. Oh, you want me to play the song while it brews? That's a great idea. Okay, don't forget to put your pants on. Okay, thank you. Let's listen to a brand new song out recently by Freddie and Francine. It's titled Budget.
Can we find it in the budget to spend a little time loving? Can we find it in the budget to spend a little more time? Remember when we could afford to stay in bed for half the morning, free to hold you as long as I could. Now we're up at sunrise, always talking about the bottom line, checking in 'cause we know that we should. Oh, if we're not careful, we could end up sitting on a mountain of debt, saving all our pennies for a future we might never get. Can we find it in the budget to spend a little time loving? Can we find it in the budget to spend a little more time? see you about to break down. Cause we're on the verge of burning out. Slowing down is no way that speed. I wanna make you feel safe. I pray to see a smile on your face. That's worth all the money in the world to me. Oh, if we're not careful, we'll end up sitting on a mountain today. Saving all our pennies for a future we might never get. Can we find it in the budget to spend a little time loving? Can we find it in the budget to spend a little more time? Can we find it in the budget to spend a little time loving?
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Drew Hahn Show. That was a great ditty by Freddie and Francine, a new jam, kind of right on point. It's called Budget, and I like it. Thank you, Freddie and Francine. If you follow them, and if you don't, you should be. They had a great quarantine series in the month of April. Every Sunday, it was called the Sunday Slowdown, and it was quite fun. Those two were really entertaining, Freddie and Francine, the band. And they perform it right from their living room, and they had some bits and some quirky moments, and it was just all around good-natured viral concerting that I liked. And that's one of the great things about right now, is that even though we can't go out and see the music, the artists are bringing the music to us. Thank you very much, you guys. I've loved it. There's been a lot of great shows out there, and so, you know, kudos to you. And I know you guys were hit the hardest, the firstest. But I know we're going to get through this, and soon we'll see the music live again and in person, and it's going to be Jubilee. I just know it. Jubilee. If I do believe in Jubilee. Oh, man, that Budget song, though. You know, spend a little time with that quality person. That's a lovely thought, isn't it? You know, you're stuck inside during quarantine with your special someone or your family, and you're really getting to know them inside and out, and for the better, for the worse. How we at? You know, quarantine from start to finish is it an emotional or roller coaster? And you know, a lot of people are quarantined with people, but then let's not forget about those single people out there. I'm in that category. It has been a plethora of emotions just for myself and being single. And I'm sure it's, you know, everyone's feeling different things through all of that. But because I'm in this single and alone category, I thought I'd take a beat to convey my emotions. And you can relate to it however you may, but it's been tough, you know, but interesting to watch my wave of emotions happen. That's why I definitely call it a roller coaster. It started, you know, the first 2 weeks, I was in the bitter barn. I was just like, this is bullshit. They're telling me what to do, what I can't do. I have to stay inside. I'm all alone in my home with nothing to do. I think it was bitterness and angriness that just like consumed me. And then I was just getting, you know, like I felt that cooped up feeling quite instantly. And because I'm a very social person, I go out and do a lot of things, you know. And so by that third week, I decided I needed a change. And I have a dog. It's shared with me and another family member, though. And so I was like, you know what? This other family has it right now, but they're in a relation. They have, you know, there's multiple people in the household and they have another dog. So I deserve a little companion myself here. And once I brought Marley back to the house for me, that it helped alleviate a little bit of that bitterness that happened. So it's just nice to have a living thing in the house to interact with a little bit, you know, but I've certainly liked my alone time. That's what I mean. Like, you plateau, you go different stages, you know. So I was in this bitter barn, and then week three, I kind of navigated the waters a little bit. Week four, I just found myself kind of floating through, and I'm like, I'm okay with this. I'm getting by, you know. And week five and six, I was there, you know, and you settle into this quarantine thing and you're like, okay, I can do this, you know. And still, it's hard to be alone, you know, and figure out, you know, what to do with yourself. And I'm sure it's, you know, it's equally as hard if you're in a relationship or with people in a home and trying to navigate. Maybe you need alone time, stuck in a house with the same people all the time. That could be a little infuriating. So maybe you're kind of jealous of the idea that, you know, I'm quarantining alone. But sorry, not sorry. You know, during this time, I have cried. I have laughed. I have been angry. I've been sad. I have been happy. I've been ecstatic. I have cried. I have laughed. And I've cried a little bit more. And I've laughed and laughed and laughed. Humor is helpful, that's for sure. And so these emotions, you've never felt so crazy in your life sometimes as you sit in your house or your apartment, whatever your home is, or wherever you're located, and working through all this. It's just like, it's like Diane Keaton in Something's Gotta Give. Do y'all remember that movie with Jack Nicholson? And she's writing that play. And so she's in bed or wherever. I mean, it's like a time-lapse montage scene. She's writing this, and as she's writing the story of what just kind of happened between her and Jack Nicholson's character, you know, you see her laughing and then crying and then angry and then happy and then sad and all the emotions. And so that's kind of what you would visualize if you want to think about me in my apartment. All by myself. But it's educational. It's informative to me. It's wondering what makes me tick, what makes me feel these emotions. And you kind of dive into it a little bit more. And it's helping learn to push that aside a little bit. I think these things creep up in our everyday life. And as you sit and don't have everyday life to distract you, you kind of have to examine a little bit more why you feel this way and what you want from certain aspects of life, certain people, what your needs are, and maybe how you've been going about it wrong and how you need to change things. Je cherche un cœur un chacun peu m'importe comment il le sent. S'il est un homme, je n'exige pas un Apollon qui sait briller dans les salons, ni un type fort comme Samson, pour vous que j'ai aimé. Il n'a pas besoin d'être grand lumière, star du cinéma, ni prince royal. This quarantine time is kind of like a large period of time for self-help and self-reflection, I say. It's gotten to be delightful, and I've really grown into it. The thing that's kind of interesting is wondering what life will be like outside of quarantine. What do I want to go back to? You know, and without all this human connection, there's a wave of brain insanity that's kind of settled a little bit, you know, and not trying to rush around life. I'm sure we're all kind of reexamining our priorities, you know, as we don't have to dart around so much and think about you know, where we're going to be next and how we're going to cram everything into our summer and seeing this person and seeing that person and worrying about what that person thinks and trying to maintain connections and relationships for who knows what and for who knows why. You know, I've really just settled into me. And so I am trying to appreciate that a little bit more. You know, week 6 and 7, not going to lie, that was hard. That's where the roller coaster plays in effect. Just when you think things are okay, if you're in Wisconsin here, around that time, they announced that the stay-at-home orders were extended another month. And that was like a kick to the nuts, you know, a knife to the stomach. You just, whether you're for or against it or whatever, I mean, it's just hard to consume the idea that what we're going through is now another month. But, you know, you power through. And it is what it is. I hate that saying. Isn't that the worst saying? It is what it is. But it's true. And life is changing. Life is morphing. And we're navigating these waters. And I can't help but think of the Jurassic Park quote from the character Ian Malcolm, played by Jeff Goldblum. Through all of this, you know, I've been saying this right from the beginning. And I've seen play out exactly what I've already thought would play out, that life will just kind of get back into its routine, find a new routine or play out, and we're just going to have to get back into normal everyday life. And that's kind of what happens. So in the movie Jurassic Park, Ian Malcolm is quoted as saying, life finds a way.
John, the kind of control you're attempting is, it's not possible. Listen, if there's one thing the history of evolution has taught us, it's that life will not be contained. Life breaks free, it expands to new territories, and it crashes through barriers painfully, maybe even dangerously, but, well, there it is.
There it is.
I'm simply saying that life finds a way.
And I really like that because it's true. Life will find a way. Whatever it is, if it's a new way, an old way, a quarantine way, you know, life, people we interact, there can't be a billion of us on this planet and all of us just sit at home all the time. So life will find a way, one way or another. So with that said, I want to play another song. This one is one of my favorites. Beautiful tune by Heather May and Cries Matthew, just put out. And it's with about this social distancing period, you know, and being 6 feet apart. I really love it. I hope you'll sink back into this with your cup of coffee, and I hope your pants are still on. And take this in. Thank you.
So much fear, so much chaos. You've been asking, who's gonna save us? Turn off the TV and turn off your phone. Yeah, we're safe if we stay at home. We can sing if we want to. We can still dance.
Six feet apart.
Won't stop us. Don't need to hold you in my arms. I still know you in the dark. Just cause I can't kiss you underneath the moonlight doesn't mean we have to feel alone tonight. You're not alone.
You're not alone.
You're not alone.
Beautiful, beautiful song, 6 Feet Apart by Cries Matthews and Heather May. I hope you liked that. Please go give it a listen, a like, and a follow. Anything you can do to help support the artist right now. Thanks for listening to The Drew Hahn Show and our very special edition of the podcast. Remember, put some pants on. Put some pants on, please. Okay? Just for me. Just for now. Just for shits and giggles. Okay, how we doing? All right. You know, as we navigate these quarantine times, I'm curious how you have been staying busy through all this. Any new hobbies? Any new projects? Any old hobbies? Any old projects? Just random weird things that you find yourself doing during this time to kind of, you know, sort through all this all and entertain yourself. Well, I'll tell you what my latest fresh hobby has been. I have dusted off the old VCR. And plugged her in, and I've been trying. I've something I've wanted to do for a long time. I have in my guest room area in my apartment the what I call like the vintage center. You know, so it's, I just opened up and put out the VCR. It's got a cassette player, and eventually I want to get a record player, and all that stuff. You know, it's even got, you know, for decoration. I have a floppy disk lying about. You know, so it's just meant to be like the antique location for electronics. And so I decided I wanted to watch some VHS tapes, you know, to just change it up a little bit. And so I have a few selected VHS tapes that I can watch, but, and I have more in storage somewhere, but I don't know where they're at. So in the meantime, I went to eBay and ordered myself a movie I found myself drawn to right now. Probably because it's on the same kind of lines of like unknowingness, if you will, of what's to come. And so that was the movie Deep Impact. Y'all remember that asteroid movie Deep Impact? When I told my friends, I always have to preface, it's not dirty film. Let's get your head out of the gutter. Deep Impact has Robert Duvall and Taya Leone. And it's a great movie, you know, just all around. Just something interesting to watch and play out, and feels real the way they tell this story, you know. So I ordered it through the mails. It took a while, but came, and I haven't watched it yet, but it's on the agenda. And in the meantime, I've ordered a few more VHS tapes. Risky Business. I've never seen Risky Business. And The Outsiders. Anyone else seen that movie, The Outsiders? I've never seen it either. Well, these are from the 80s, of course. So while I'm progressing into my 30s, slightly, just progressing, I was born in the mid-80s, I'll leave it at that, and so I didn't always see some of the classics, but I really want to see The Outsiders. It's got like the starting moments of some of our leading Hollywood men, you know, who are a little more advanced in age now, but still looking mighty fine, if you know what I mean. And I know Risky Business has got that scene where Tom Cruise, you know, does the little underwear slide, so I want to catch that. Whoa, gosh, my quarantine brain's getting to me. Anyways, also, how have you stayed connected through all of this quarantine thing? You know, I decided to do something a little bit random to be in touch and shed a little light during all this. So I sent out what I called quarantine cards. Yes, I did. Kind of like Christmas cards. And I took a picture of me and my dog, Marley, kind of fighting over the remote control as a little, you know, ha-ha. You know, that's what you do during quarantine. And so I had them printed up into a postcard, and then I mailed it out to friends and family. So if you are a lucky few who listen to the podcast and are a personal friend and family member, you probably got one. Otherwise, if you weren't and you'd like one, I'll send one. Just shoot me a message and slide me into a DM. Is that how you say it? Slide into my DM. Slide into my DMs. I said I was progressing into my 30s, but as I do, I find myself slightly losing interest in all the technology. Isn't that terrible? That's how you know you're getting old, I think. And I don't like to think about getting old because age is a mind game. And as long as you think you're old. Otherwise, you can be as young and as beautiful as you'd like. I have a friend who often likes to say, well, remember the old days? Remember when we could do this? Remember when we can do that? And I'm always like, I don't want to remember. I still want to do. We have plenty of life to create memories. I don't want to live in the first 10 years of my adulthood still. I'm 30. Can still do things. Let's have adventures. But in the meantime, there's that technology. It's a little tough after a while. And your mind gets filled with so much stuff. It's like, I have to learn another technology. And by that, I mean TikTok. Who's on TikTok? Who's doing this TikTok? I think it sounds like a really fun thing, but it's another app I got to download, which my phone has already got a lot of stuff on it. I don't think I have the space for another app like TikTok. And then you got to learn to use this TikTok, and then you got to be entertaining on TikTok. Or you could just watch things on TikTok, but I like to be involved. I want to do things. So in the meantime, I've decided not to get into this TikTok craze, only because I want to see how this plays out a little bit. Y'all remember Snapchat. That didn't get very far after a while. I mean, I spent a lot of time on Snapchat only for that to just go to the side. You know, whoop, whoop, bye-bye. I can get everything done that I need to do on Instagram and Facebook. So I'm hesitant on this TikTok, but I saw someone post a TikTok that I want to recreate myself. So I'm curious how I do that, and I'm this close from downloading this stuff. But gosh, those technologies. Okay, now lastly, before we go, and I'm going to leave you with one more song, but hold your boat. Don't refresh your coffee. Keep your pants on. We got one more business I want to ask about, and that's what you're watching. During this time, there's a lot of opportunity to catch up on some of your favorite shows, discover new ones, and all around just get into television and movies. But first of all, don't ask me if I'm watching Tiger King. I am not jumping on that bandwagon. I am sorry I don't give that kind of entertainment my time of day. So do not ask me about Tiger King and its stupid tigers. I don't even know what it's about, really, and I don't care. So aside from that, tell me something real that you're watching on TV. I got into this show called Brockmire on Hulu. It's got Hank Azaria in it. Real funny. It's about baseball and a baseball announcer with a dirty mouth and a sexual appetite. Let's just say the least. I pushed this show for my family to watch. Like, we like to do what I call cities apart viewing. So we each have to like watch an episode or two of a show, but we can't advance until everyone's caught up to that same episode. And so I was trying to get us into Brockmire, and I thought it'd be a good, well-rounded show for, you know, couples, husband, wives, men, women. You know what I mean? Like, there's the humor and the dark, dirty side that kind of, you know, gets men in there sometimes. And then there's just the funny, lighthearted Amanda Peet's in it as well. You know, so I thought it would be a good show for all around all types of people. Well, it's a little dark. Not dark, dirty. But entertaining, to say the least. Oh, in the meantime, I've been keeping up on all the shows that are still have new episodes coming out. You know, I'm a big CW person. I don't know why, but I get into those teen tween dramas still. But I like me the reboot of Dynasty, and then also the reboot of Roswell, which I never watched the original Roswell, so it's just a new show to me. And then that show Katie Keene, which is a spinoff of Riverdale. Oh, I don't know, but I'm watching them. Okay, I want to thank you all for tuning in to this very quarantine-y episode of the show. I wasn't going to do something like this because I just wanted to float through quarantine and act like it didn't happen. But the more you sit in it and hold yourself in it and realize it's a part of our life, you can't help but acknowledge it. And what I'm interested in is how on the other side of this is going to come out in the music, you know, and what we're going to hear, what we're going to feel when we see people perform songs that they've probably written during this time or afterwards, how they got through this time. And a lot of times I ponder that, you know, I feel a lot of things, you know, and I know there's going to be artists who are feeling this too, that are going to be able to draw it out. I often find myself more emotional as I get older when I feel or see someone writing exactly kind of how I feel, or I can layer what I feel onto what they've written. And sometimes it's sad because you see aspects of your life kind of float by or float away that you might not get to feel, but that's what you imagine it would feel like. And other times you're like, I totally connect to that 100%. And I think this quarantine time, no matter what your situation is, how you feel about how we should progress back into the real world and real everyday life, who you're with, whether you're alone or with people, whether you're sick or not sick, you know, this is all something we've had to been forced to experience. And so when it comes time to listening to music that silences all our opinions and we just feel that emotion, as it always has and will continue to do, but when artists give us some quarantine stories, it's just bound to happen. This will not be an ignored period of time. And so I think it's even more settling into, you know, we often experience life in many different ways, but you'll find that music can also is drawing out the darker and also the very light side of times. And so we don't always see that in ourselves. I always find it very interesting how, I want to say this as positively as possible, but like music can be dark and depressing, and people use it and write and create it to pull themselves out of difficult times. And so then you feel that and see that then when they perform it. And sometimes you can't relate to that, but you feel for them, or you're happy for them that they created such a beautiful thing. And then if also you feel that, or you've been experiencing that, you connect to that so much more. So now I think during a time like quarantine, this has opened up a vast emotional experience that a general population has experienced and will feel. And so when we're watching the music down the road, listening to these songs, I think the feeling in the room will be that much more intense, knowing that we all had to sort through that in our own way. I want to leave you with one last song, and this is by podcast favorite Sam Birchfield, with vocals in there featuring Pip the Pansy. They are a beautiful couple, and they've written a beautiful song that I want to leave you with as we get through this.
Well, it won't be long now till we're back in town, and the gray skies open up to the sun. So save a seat at the table, save a few if you're able. Me and my friends, we'll stop by when you do. I'm gonna meet you where I left you, hold you in my arms so I won't forget you. Well, I promise we'll meet again when we get through. Yes, it's worth all the wait. They say love should be patient. We will find strength in time to carry on. We just needed some relief from life's filthy days. Just some time on our own, we can heal. But soon I'll meet you where I left you, hold you in my arms so I won't forget you. Well, I promise we'll meet again when we get through.
hold you in my arms, so I won't forget you. I promise we'll meet again. Yeah.